temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York. Alex Azarm is here in New York City, and you're here with us too. It'd be no show if you weren't listening. On the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we've already had a busy hour. Bronny James had his introductory press conference earlier today. We heard from Bronny. He's like, yeah, I was given this opportunity. J.J. Redick said, no, you've earned this opportunity, okay? Donovan Mitchell signs a contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's sticking around. For now, 3 years, $150 million. People in Golden State, they were already pretty miserable, right? Klay Thompson is gone. The replacement. Well, let me not call him a replacement. Kyle Anderson. Yeah, formerly of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Kyle Anderson is going to the Golden State Warriors on a 3-year, $27 million contract. How does anybody... This, by the way, if you had no idea, Kyle Anderson's nickname is Slow-Mo. Yeah, NBA player named Slow-Mo. This is the guy replacing... Oh, let me not say that. Alex, am I being a jerk when I say he's replacing Klay? You think I am?
I mean, they're two completely different players. The contract is so small. Is that what the Warriors are going to offer Klay? 3 years, $27 million?
They offered him 2 years and $50 million. He didn't want it. He felt that he was being shortchanged that somebody like Draymond Green got 4 years. 100. Yeah, he's not replacing him, but yeah, he's filling up the roster. How exciting. Not really. And the Golden State Warriors are just in such an interesting spot. Steph Curry looks like he's 30. Man is 36, 37. He's pulling up on that next year. Draymond Green, I don't know. I guess if you're an MMA fighter, they age pretty well. But the Golden State Warriors, they got to figure out what happens next. I mean, unless Kuminga turns into the second coming, unless he becomes an all-star, like, what are we expecting here from the Warriors? Nothing? For them to be competitive enough for a playoff spot and just kind of go from there? You know, I want to say I feel bad for the Warriors fans, but the fact is, man, y'all won 4 championships. I don't feel bad for y'all. This isn't the Golden State Warriors from 20 and 25 years ago. I mean, they went into the doldrums. No disrespect to O'Donnell Foyle. My bad. I mean, we really went from run TMC, and then we really had to hit the fast-forward button to the 2010s with Klay Thompson and Curry and Draymond. That's a long time. Sorry, Steven Jackson, Baron Davis, and Monte Ellis. Sorry, guys. That was a nice little run, but not for what we got. They won championships, 4 of them. We'll talk more about Klay Thompson as the show continues on because his dad, oh man, don't you hate it when your parents just start speaking for you? You ever walked into a room and parents are talking about you to somebody else about what you're doing? It's like, yo, what are you sitting here telling all my business for? It sucks. There's nothing like it. We're going to talk about Klay Thompson because his dad was on NBA radio this morning. He didn't tell their business, but his dad was being a dad. We'll talk about that. Matter of fact, we'll get into that later on this hour. This is a time of year in the sports world. Everybody wants a deal. Everybody wants a contract. Everybody wants something. Donovan Mitchell gets his new deal. He's like, oh, yeah, I've been telling people I didn't want to leave Cleveland, and here's the evidence. Contract. Okay, fine. See all these NBA players switching teams. Paul George moves on. Contract, $212 million from the Philadelphia 76ers. Kyle Anderson, Golden State Warriors. Contract. Everybody's getting some money. Pretty funny. Well, not funny if you're Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, yeah, the wide receiver, he wants money too. Because we're going to blink. And it's going to be time for NFL training camps. Yeah, we're going to have some more trades and transactions in the NBA. We got to figure out what LeBron does with his deal. Does somebody else get traded? There's still a lot to figure out. Tyreek Hill. This man, he's the opposite of slow-mo. Tyreek Hill's nickname is Cheetah. This man, if he wanted to, he could certainly go out there and be, I don't know, an Olympic-level sprinter. Maybe if he kept training. But he's been catching passes in the NFL. In 2016, he had his own issues, a fifth-round pick because of a few domestic issues out of West Alabama. But this man has been a seven-time Pro Bowler. He is a multiple-time All-Pro. This past season, Tyreek Hill said, I got 1,800 yards and 13 touchdowns for you. What the hell would he have done if he was healthy? At one point in time, Tyreek Hill looked like he was on pace for 2,000 yards. Tyreek Hill is not a member of the Kansas City Chiefs because Tyreek Hill wanted the money. The Kansas City Chiefs were out here winning championships, and similar to basketball, winning comes with a price. It doesn't matter if it's the Vince Lombardi trophy or if it happens to be the Larry O'Brien. When you got a team of stars together and they start winning, people want to get paid. Ask Klay Thompson. And so Tyreek Hill goes down to the Dolphins. He makes $30 million a year. And since he has signed that deal, which was only two seasons ago, Justin Jefferson just broke the bank. $35 million a year. A.J. Brown breaks the bank with the Eagles. $32 million a year. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Good wide receiver. Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver. I say yes, right? He's not Tyreek Hill. He might be 5 years younger than him, but he's not Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is 30 years old. This man is looking at all the money that's being passed around. He's still sitting at $30 million. You don't think that he wants some of the money? The Miami Dolphins are in such an interesting situation right now. They got Tua Tagovailoa on one side. God knows they don't want to pay this man $50-plus million. They sure as hell do not. Man shows up to work when it's cold outside in a coat and lets everybody know I'm freezing. I'm cold, guys. And then you got Tyreek Hill. Do you want to pay a small? I get he's small and fast, but do you want to pay him, I don't know, a $35 million? $36 million as he continues on in his 30s? I get Tyreek Hill is built like a truck. He's built like Mighty Mouse. The Miami Dolphins are about to be screwed. Tyreek Hill, I want you to listen to this. He spoke to Aaron Wilson, who covers the NFL. And he was just out here working out. And Tyreek Hill, he took a chance and said, listen, man, yeah, I see all of the contracts and deals that everybody is getting. And I'm eager to get mine. Listen to this conversation.
It is, man. I'm very excited to, like, you know, just be a part of, you know, the old wave, which was what, $30 million, and Justin Jefferson came and surpassed that, man. So very, you know, proud of those guys. You know, happy for obviously my teammate Waddle, you know, getting his new deal. For guys like me, that's great. You know, I'm 30 years old. You know, also looking for a new deal. So very, very excited to see where, you know, I fit in to like that category.
Right. So
it's amazing.
I'm 30 years old looking for a new deal. Here's the thing. Justin Jefferson, 25. A.J. Brown, 27. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 25. When he got his deal, he was 27, 28. He is now 30 years old. Tyreek Hill, man, you may have to just settle for what the hell you got. Or what are we looking at, a holdout? He signed a four-year, $120 million contract. He's heading into year number three. And so, of course, he's looking at that next contract extension saying, y'all going to pay me too? Y'all going to pay me 35 or 40? And the Miami Dolphins got to make a decision. Are we keeping Tyreek Hill? Are we paying our quarterback $50 million? Are we paying Tyreek Hill 36, 37? This is ridiculous money right now. And so while you see all the NBA players getting these ridiculous contracts, you also got NFL players here who just operate in a space of delusion. The Miami Dolphins can hand out all these stupid contracts. But as far as I'm concerned, the Miami Dolphins will primarily still be a team that they perform well in the heat. And the minute the calendar starts to get a little colder in other parts of the country and they got to do some traveling, I'm not trusting the Miami Dolphins to do nothing. Am I going to trust them up in Baltimore? No. Am I going to trust them up in Cleveland? No. Not, I would say Foxborough, but things have changed there. Hey, Alex, a question for you. When you take a look at the Miami Dolphins, they got to figure out what to do with Tua. They got to figure out what to do with Tyreek Hill. Do you think these investments would be worth it?
I mean, they have to kind of go all in, no? I mean, I know Tua is not sort of viewed as a top-tier quarterback, but with the weapons that they have, I think they have to go for it.
Yeah, they're screwed. Yeah, they're running on the treadmill.
They're actually kind of like the NFL version of the Cavs, if you think about it.
Yeah, running in. Yeah, good enough to be good enough. It was stuck in the middle. Let me tell you something. In professional sports, there is nothing worse than being mediocre. You can sell tickets. You can sell faith. You can sell optimism. But there's a ceiling for it. And so the Miami Dolphins at this point, they're good to be good enough. But the Miami Dolphins, they ain't championship good. Like, who wakes up and says, oh, man, if the Miami Dolphins give Tyreek Hill this extension? Oh, super. No, he's a wide receiver. Come on. How many wide receivers have you seen win a team a championship? Yeah, they help. You need one to get you there, especially nowadays. You got to throw the damn ball. But it's the quarterback. And the fact that the Dolphins, that they have a smaller quarterback who can put up great numbers in the regular season. Is Tua Tagovailoa one hit away from being put out of commission? And Tyreek Hill, yeah, I think he has more great years left in him, but not to be paying this guy, I don't know, 35 to 40 mil in his 30s. I think that's bad business. And as Alex said, they kind of got no choice. I just feel like the Miami Dolphins are running on a hamster wheel. They're running in place. They're on a treadmill. They're running. They're going. But at the end of the day, what's the destination? Nowhere. It has to stop eventually. And if they give both of them contracts, then damn it, they know a whole lot of something I don't. Somebody got to go. I mean, Jalen Waddle on Tyreek Hill's own team got himself $28 million. Why? Because we can't pay him more than his teammate, who's more established than Tyreek Hill. They've already paid a wide receiver this season, and it doesn't get talked about a lot because it just happened about a month ago. And he's maybe a part-time player now at this point anyway. Come on, Odell Beckham Jr. Let's not forget, he is also now a member of these Miami Dolphins. And so, yeah, it looks good. It sounds good. They're going to be speeding all over the damn place. Odell, we've seen the best of Odell. Unless he has some new legs that I don't know about. Jalen Waddle, we know what he's going to do. We know what Tyreek Hill is going to do. They're going to score points. They're going to light it up. And then they're going to run into a team that's, I don't know, actually good in the cold weather. And it's going to be curtains for them. Look, I hope Tyreek Hill gets his money. But the Miami Dolphins, soon enough, they're going to show us how stupid or smart they are when they have to dole out a contract to either, I don't know, a Tyreek Hill or Tua Tagovailoa. Not a decision that I would want to make. Justin Herbert, to me, taken right next to Tua Tagovailoa. Justin Herbert looks like a solid quarterback for the next forever. Big, strong arm. His game is not predicated on running all over the damn field. And Tua Tagovailoa, this guy was talking about retirement last year. Come on now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who doesn't want a new contract? Like, who woke up and said, I don't want money? Tyreek Hill wants money, and so does Klay Thompson. He got his deal. I told you his dad opened up his mouth about his new deal with Dallas. His father, Michael, former player, now broadcaster for the Los Angeles Lakers. He had some thoughts as to what Klay Thompson, well, what he did and what he hoped he did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody wants a contract. Everybody wants that money. Right before we went to break, we talked about Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins. He's like, yeah, I see everybody getting 30 and 35 million bucks. I can't wait to get my new contract. He also said he wants to win a Super Bowl. Good luck with that one, bro. Anyway, amongst all of the NBA free agency movement, Donovan Mitchell's new deal yesterday, and Paul George going to the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, we saw the writing on the wall, but just even still visualizing Klay Thompson in a Mavs jersey, it's just weird as hell. Like, my brain, it does not compute. It doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense. I'm trying to make it make sense, but I guess we got to get used to it. Klay Thompson is a member of the Dallas Mavericks. All he has to do is stand around and shoot the ball and try to play whatever defense he's still capable of doing, utilizing those aging legs. Or I should say surgically repaired legs. There you go. 3 years, $50 million with the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $50 million. Now, it's been reported that Klay Thompson did not want Steph Curry saying anything about this deal. You want to do things on your own merit, right? You don't want your buddy going upstairs and saying, nah, we got to bring back Klay. Like, how the hell were they going to do this? They've been handing out all this money forever. Got to pay Draymond Green. They got to pay Steph Curry. And then the guy with the busted up legs, the blown out knee, the blown out Achilles. Like, we just going to pay him too? And so I guess Klay Thompson, especially after last year, he saw the writing on the wall. He got benched. His confidence was in the toilet. Klay Thompson can still shoot, but he's not the same type of athlete. He's a step slower, especially on a defensive end. He's going to work out for the Mavericks, though. Just shoot the ball and show up to work. As simple as that. And so Steph Curry actually took today. This man went on Instagram, and he wrote what I could say is just a love letter to Klay Thompson. He shared so many photos and videos and images. And it's just like, well, damn, we know you love the guy. But Steph Curry was not mincing words. He wanted to let the world know. The Warriors put out a statement. And Steph Curry said on Instagram, I'm going to miss you, Klay. Even though we won't finish the journey together, what we did will never be done again. Couldn't have imagined a better run with you and Draymond. Change the whole Bay Area. Change the way the game is played. Killer Klay at the center of it all. Thank you for everything, bro. Go enjoy playing basketball and doing what you do. Splash Brothers for Life, my guy. Klay Thompson was drafted in 2011. Okay? Steph Curry, still going strong here in the NBA. Steph Curry was drafted in 2009. Steph Curry had to deal with a multitude of ankle issues before he got to where he was. People were trying to question whether or not Steph Curry, as small as he is, if he was ever going to make it in the NBA due to his ankle issues. Well, he's one of the greatest players of all time. Klay Thompson is going to have that number 11 retired in the Bay Area. He might have to wait for Klay Thompson whenever the hell he leaves, or excuse me, Steph Curry. It's going to take some time. And yeah, we'll get a tribute video, and there'll be tears. There'll be a loud ovation. There'll be a highlight reel of him dropping 60 points without ever taking a dribble. Klay Thompson is loved. This is where things get interesting. Earlier today, knowing that Klay Thompson was not going to return to Golden State, couldn't afford him, couldn't pay him, couldn't give him what he wants. Maybe they would have if his legs didn't blow out. Klay Thompson's dad was on NBA radio today. Klay Thompson's dad, Michael Thompson, played for the Los Angeles Lakers, is currently a broadcaster for the Los Angeles Lakers. And unless you've been living underneath a rock, Klay Thompson could have signed with the Los Angeles Lakers, or Klay Thompson could have gone to the Dallas Mavericks, which he chose. So when you got options and LeBron James calls you and you go to Dallas instead, not only is LeBron James disappointed, but Michael Thompson, the dad of Klay Thompson, was disappointed as well. Frank Isola and Brian Scalabrine spoke to Michael Thompson on the radio today, NBA radio, and they pretty much said congratulations. And he's just like, whoa, you don't need to congratulate me. This is kind of bittersweet right now. And then he explained a little bit more about how he wished his son picked the Lakers. And, well, just listen to this.
Life is supposed to be about, but I'm really disappointed. I was hoping, as you can assess, that he would be a Laker. And it was close. It came down to the Lakers and the Mavs, but the Mavs won out. But you know me, I was hoping and praying he'd finish his career with the Lakers.
How close was it, and how involved did you get in trying to connect that?
When he told me that the Lakers were talking to him and or going to talk to him, and the Mavs too, you know, obviously I tried to sell playing for the Lakers.
Can you blame Klay for saying, I'm going to go play for Dallas? Could you blame him? I told you, I mean, we had a press conference that we heard earlier today. The Lakers are going to be a drama show. Maybe Klay Thompson didn't want to be a part of that. Maybe Klay Thompson didn't want to walk into a locker room where he has to think about, yo, hey, what the hell is J.J. Redick doing? I used to play against this guy. Maybe Klay Thompson didn't want to walk into a locker room where LeBron's son is in the corner over there trying to figure out, you know, when he's getting into the rotation. Maybe Klay Thompson didn't want to hear the rumors all year long about who's getting traded and who's getting moved and who LeBron wants and all of that. At least for the Dallas Mavericks, Klay Thompson can just, I don't know, play basketball. There's no media firestorms in Dallas. Kyrie Irving, since he's pretty much been a Dallas Maverick, he's been pretty quiet. The biggest story out of Dallas with the Mavericks is whether or not Luka Doncic is going to whine and cry to the officials and whether or not he's going to be in shape. It seems like less of a headache. And then you got another former coach. There's someone that, you know, Klay Thompson saw the back end of. And that's just Jason Kidd. I can't blame Klay Thompson for skipping LeBron, skipping out on his own dad. I mean, well, his dad's broadcasting and he'd be working, and saying, I'll just go play basketball in Dallas. It seems like a better job to me. People don't want to necessarily play for LeBron's Lakers, unless it's DeMar DeRozan, who apparently at this point, God bless him, is done with the Chicago Bulls. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Keisha. Keisha's calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Keisha?
Hey, I'm just calling because I got a question about the Bucks.
Sure. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to know what free agents would the Bucks need to make it to the playoffs and win a championship, in your opinion?
Oh, thank you, Keisha. I'll let you know. Look, I don't think there is a free agent that they're going to bring in that's going to make a difference. Come on. They got to figure something out with Brooke Lopez, who's getting kind of long in the tooth. The Milwaukee Bucks are pretty much stuck with what the Milwaukee Bucks are stuck with. Milwaukee Bucks bring in a Damian Lillard. They better hope for the best. They got Giannis Antetokounmpo. What free agent is going to get them over to it? None. They got to hope that Damian Lillard can actually perform to the level of what they brought him in for. And you got Doc Rivers sharing all the information, saying, oh, yeah, yeah, Damian Lillard told me that he wasn't in the best shape. He was in the worst shape he's ever been. Somebody, what's up with these dads just running their mouth to everybody? God bless Michael Thompson, telling everybody's business. Yeah, 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 I wanted Clay to come to the Lakers. And Doc Rivers, oh, yeah, Damian Lillard had a private conversation with him. Yeah, I wasn't in the greatest of shape. You think Damian Lillard wanted you to tell that to the public? The Milwaukee Bucks going back to win a championship? Let's start with Damian Lillard being healthy along with Giannis. I'm sorry. Let's start there first. Ain't nobody coming in to save him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you, Keisha, for calling from Wisconsin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. No one has ever called me the sports professor, but maybe they should. I'll take that into consideration. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Klay Thompson. It's been reported that he did not want Steph Curry getting in his business. More specifically, it's been reported that Klay Thompson did not want Steph Curry calling up anybody going to bat for him. Like, leave it alone, bro. I'm gone. I'm leaving. No, don't make that phone call. Leave it alone. It's over. I love you forever, man, but it's business. You know how it is. It's over. Don't make that call. And Steph Curry's like, all right, okay. And he wrote a nice, lovely message today, which we read in the last break. You missed it? Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, okay? Yeah, not everybody is thrilled during free agency. We even heard from Klay Thompson's dad, was on NBA radio today. And he just talked about how, yeah, he's not happy that his son signed. He's happy for his son, but he wishes he was a Laker. Of course, why not? Why wouldn't he want to watch his son play? It's probably a dream of his. I guess if we're learning one lesson in life here, I guess for a dad's, yeah, you got to be happy for your kid. Let them live their own life. Damn it, we got Bronny. How about this? What a world we live in. We got Bronny James reiterating almost in every single interview, playing with my dad was not my dream. Whoa. Well, thank you. Thank you, Bronny. Now we got Klay Thompson's dad sitting around on NBA radio telling everybody, yeah, I wish my son came to the Lakers. That's his decision. Okay, all right, fine. Maybe sometimes dads need to just shut up and talk to your son and not talk publicly. Hey, why not? You proud father, I guess. Why not, right? Anyway, everybody has their regrets. Everybody has their learning lessons and moments in life where they hopefully learn something. Hopefully you learn something until you go into the dirt. I hope. You want to know somebody else who's learned a lesson? Damn it, I think he's learned a few of them. You want to know somebody else who's the ultimate champion? He even has some things that he wanted to change or wish he could change about his career. It's the man who won 7 Super Bowls. It's the man who's going to be calling games on Fox in a few months. It's Tom Brady. Yeah, even Tom Brady has learned some things. I think playing all that damn football cost him his family, but, you know, none of my business. Tom Brady learned something else. Tom Brady sat down on the Pivot podcast, and Tom Brady said, when I played football, there's one regret. There's one thing that I wish I did. It's a three-letter word. It's something that the NFL sometimes tries to ban. Tom Brady says he wish he had more fun. What? Take a listen to Tom Brady on the Pivot podcast.
Prize that you actually won a game. But what I would have changed was, okay, this part of me that I actually still love, like when I see these young players, I see like Patrick, you know, out there at quarterback running around, laughing, having fun. I'm like, I used to be like that. What the hell happened to me? You know, right. And I just got too serious. And you know, but again, I can only look back and think, okay, if I do it again, which I'll never do it again, I would be different. But the reality is you can't. So you just learn from it and go, okay, now next phase of life, enjoy it a little more.
Damn. I got an idea. Bill Belichick sucked the life out of this man. Like, that's a decent hypothesis, right? Bill Belichick sucked. And what are the odds? What sick world is this? Let's think about this for a minute. Tom Brady wishes he had more fun in his career. He sees Patrick Mahomes smiling. He sees Lamar Jackson having fun. Everybody's having fun. Tom Brady wishes he had more fun while he played. I'm going to blame Belichick, and I'm just going to go ahead and blame him there. And on the reverse side of things, how about Belichick is now without work, and Belichick is having the time of his life with his, I don't know how old this woman, a 23-year-old girlfriend? Tom Brady missed out on fun. Tom Brady is divorced. And Bill Belichick, the king of no fun, is, I guess, having a time of his life with a 23-year-old gymnast. You can't make this stuff up. Maybe Tom Brady needs to call Bill Belichick and file a complaint. I don't know. Maybe all of this was worth it for 7 Super Bowl championships, but damn. I hope Tom Brady is fun to listen to in the broadcast booth. Tom Brady comes across as an affable guy, an informative guy. He has a nice personality. Let's see what he does when the games come around. I know Greg Olsen, they pretty much gave him the boot so Tom Brady could make his $35 million a year sitting around in the booth. But damn, what a hard knock life. Hey, Alex, what are your thoughts? Are you excited to hear Tom Brady in the booth?
I don't know. I'll give him a few weeks before I judge him how well he's going to do. But excited, I was relaxing without him, you know, in the NFL because I've seen too much of him my whole life. So it was nice to see, like, have no Tom Brady for one season.
Damn, you ready for Tom Brady to go away?
He just needs to go. He just can't go away from the sport. It just he's addicted to it.
Yeah. I think his ex-wife might agree there.
And that Belichick sucking the fun out of Brady, sir, just reminded me of that scene from Remember the Titans where Coachman's like, football's not fun anymore, is it? No, it isn't.
Well, look. Yeah, but how come at this stage? Like, this is a sick irony. Like, Tom Brady just admitted that, man, he wish he had more fun. And we saw Tom Brady on a football field. He was angry, cursing, let's bleep and go. He's throwing tablets. Like, Tom Brady was an angry fellow on a football field, right? Bill Belichick looked equally as miserable. And now that they are both at this point, like, not actively in the NFL on the sidelines on the field, like, Tom Brady is divorced in a broadcast booth and Bill Belichick is with a 23-year-old gymnast. Like, where is life fair there? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to understand. And maybe you got an answer for me, Alex. I don't know. How do we have security camera footage of a ring of Bill Belichick leaving this woman's house with no shirt on in the middle of the season?
It's just so ironic. It really is.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, people aren't talking. I'm sorry. And I know people are talking about this. Mark Schlereth has certainly taken Bill Belichick to task, called it creepy. I also find it weird, you know, for a 70-year-old, 70-something-year-old man to be dating a 23- or 24-year-old. Okay, yeah, sure, fine. Maybe her intellect is great, and maybe the gymnast stuff is fun. But from her perspective, I don't know. She just likes old football coaches? That's, I don't know. I don't want to judge anybody. Like, you love who you love. But the story I'm asking about specifically, how does one of the greatest coaches of all time, who is known for just being a coach, Bill Belichick is tight-lipped about everything. If you ask Bill Belichick about a game plan, he has no answer. You ask Bill Belichick, the only thing he gets excited about is special teams, okay? Ask him about the punter. Ask him about the center. Bill Belichick doesn't say anything. You don't know where he lives. You don't know what he does. But in the year 2023, in the middle of the season, Bill Belichick could sneak out of a 23-year-old's house and nobody knows? And then we get the Ring camera footage. What did she do? Did she send this to her friends? Hey, look, this is when Bill was leaving my house this morning. Now it's all over TMZ. What? Maybe Robert Kraft should have got Bill Belichick in the middle of the season. Maybe if you weren't running around with a 23-year-old, maybe you'd win some games. Maybe not. Mac Jones, choosing between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi is trying to figure out whether or not you want to get shot or stabbed. At least they have some type of future, I hope. And good luck to Bill Belichick. Who gives a damn about the NFL? I got me a 23-year-old girlfriend. And I hope Tom Brady is good in the booth. Me, I'm probably not going to listen. Listen to these guys on mute anyway. I'll be paying attention just to see whether or not Tom Brady is good and or entertaining. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Man, the world that we live in, you just can't make some things up. Speaking of quarterbacks, I got to get this guy out the way, of course. A couple of weeks ago when we had NFL training camp, the New York Jets, such a disaster of a franchise that even the Jets are currently being sued by one of their old employees, emphasis old employees, for creating the logo. He wants back pay. He's like, the New York Jets are bringing back the old logo. I created it. I need my money. I need my cash. Besides that, Rob Saleh had to tell everybody that Aaron Rodgers had an excused absence. What does that mean? Nobody knows. We just know that Aaron Rodgers was missing from mandatory camp, and everybody's like, well, where is he? And then Rob Saleh's given, you know, vague answers about, well, we talked about it. Nobody has an issue with it. Nobody has a problem. We found out, allegedly, reportedly, Aaron Rodgers went to Egypt. Now, of course, it's Aaron Rodgers. What did he do in Egypt? I don't know. He's out there backpacking, looking at the Sphinx. I don't know what he was doing. Doing drugs in the desert. It's Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what he does. And now he's back, I assume, getting ready to prepare for the season. I hope his legs are good. That blown out Achilles that disappeared after three plays. Come on now. It's what Rob Saleh had to tell the media a couple of weeks ago about Aaron Rodgers and his status.
Aaron and I are on the exact same page. There's no issue between Aaron or his teammates, for that matter. So, like I said, we addressed it yesterday. It's not. It's more of an issue for everyone outside the building than it is inside, and that's about it.
Yeah, and that was it. Everybody came to his defense, and Aaron Rodgers is here every day. He's sleeping in the basement 24/7. He's helping to mop the floors at night. He's making breakfast in the morning. He's here every single day, except for the time he reportedly went to Egypt. Good for him. I don't think Jet fans care either. They just want Aaron Rodgers to be healthy and upright come October and November and December. And dare I say January? The New York Jets don't know what January football is. 855-212-4227. Steve is here from Kansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey. Thanks for taking me, man. Just listening about the bit on Tom Brady. Again, man, it's football's a game. It's a business game, but it's a game. And if you can't have fun at work, why work? I mean, that's my mindset. And Tom Brady says he wish he had more fun. He's the one that chose to work his ass off to be the best he could absolutely be.
Well, he walked away.
That's not on him.
Yeah, well, if he did have a choice. You're right, Steve, and thank you for calling from Kansas. The man won 7 championships. Like, that has to be fun, right? Every time I saw Tom Brady hoist up the Vince Lombardi trophy, to me, he looked like he was having fun. Tom Brady didn't look miserable to me. Now, what this man did, I know he got sick and tired of Bill Belichick. That's why he left. All good things got to come to a close. I mean, after damn 20 years together, you just be like, man, I'm sick of this guy. I think Tom Brady had fun. Let's just say that he wishes he had more fun. Man, life goes by so damn fast. Sometimes you just got to take a deep breath and enjoy it wherever you're at, I guess. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I know an NFL player who is having fun. He plays in California. Of course he's having fun. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Want to take a look at some of these moves in NBA free agency. Some teams are doing better than others. And I know somebody not having fun. He just got cut by the Marlins. That's bad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.